We've talked a lot about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Let's talk about the runners-up in each party on Super Tuesday. NPR's Sam Sanders begins on the Democratic side.
At Bernie Sanders' headquarters in Essex Junction, Vermont, Tuesday night, the mood was equal parts victory celebration and homecoming.
Thank you. It is good to be home.
Sanders took the stage a few minutes after being projected the winner in Vermont's Democratic primary. Sanders went on to win four states, but they don't have a lot of delegates. That didn't stop the celebration.
By the end of tonight, we are going to win many hundreds of delegates.
Sanders reminded the crowd that delegates are appointed proportionally for Democrats. That means he can still pick up delegates in states he loses. But at no point did Sanders say the word loss. At the end of his speech, he talked about staying in the fight and campaigning all across the country.
35 states remain. And let me assure you that we are going to take our fight for economic justice, for social justice, for environmental sanity, for a world of peace to every one of those states.
With $42 million raised just last month, Sanders should be able to keep going for a while. Sam Sanders, NPR News, Essex Junction, Vermont.
Now, our other colleague, Don Gagne, has been reporting on the Republicans who are challenging Donald Trump. Don was covering Ted Cruz last night when the candidate had already picked up two states. He picked up a third state this morning, Alaska.
Ted Cruz was celebrating at a place called the Redneck Country Club near Houston. He won Texas and Oklahoma last night, toss in his previous victory in the Iowa caucuses, and he can make this claim.
We are the only campaign that has beaten Donald Trump once, twice, three times.
Then a call to the others still in the race.
I ask you to prayerfully consider our coming together. Uniting.
Uniting behind Cruz, that is. Now to Marco Rubio.
I love you, Miami!
Ignoring yesterday's latest Trump victories, Rubio, who did carry Minnesota's caucuses last night, said his new campaign tactic of relentlessly attacking Trump and his record is working.
Just 5 days ago, we began to unmask the true nature of the front runner so far in this race.
But for Rubio, his next and perhaps last big opportunity to show that he can challenge Trump comes when Florida, his home state, holds its winner-take-all primary March 15th. Rubio must win that one. But currently, Trump enjoys a big lead in Florida polls. Then there's Ohio Governor John Kasich. He came away from Super Tuesday with little to show for it. Now it's all on his home state primary in 2 weeks. A victory then could give him some clout going into the convention this summer. Meantime, he said last night, he's staying above the fray.
I'm not engaging in personal attacks, name-calling, or mudslinging.
The GOP challengers, each with a plan and long odds. Don Gagne, NPR News, Miami.